It's our first Tip Tuesday, and it's a pleasure to welcome in studio Police Constable Randy Crawford, the Community Safety Media Relations Officer with Oxford OPP. Good morning, Randy.
Good morning, everyone. Thanks again for having me.
So how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing well. I'm super excited. I can't wait to hear some of the questions that have been asked and answer them. And I'm just super happy to be here.
We're happy to have you. And so for two of our questions, that's kind of funny because they're very similar and they're from two different listeners. So they both kind of follow along the lines of car seats, booster seats, et cetera. So one listener wants to know, how old does a child, or what are the requirements for a child when you switch them from rear facing to forward facing? And then another listener asked, how old does a child have to be before they get out of a booster seat? So do you like have any insight on that?
Yeah, absolutely. So, and I'm really happy to answer these because as parents, right, you always want to make sure that you're doing the very best for your child. Yeah. So, checking the manufacturer recommendations is always a good start, but also on Ontario.ca is where you can get more detailed information about the Ontario laws. But for today, I'll say that the rear face to the forward face will be the toddler stage. So that's for any child between 20 and 40 pounds, and there's no height requirement at this stage. However, you will notice if your child looks a little scrunched in that rear, facing, that maybe it's time to, look at weighing that child and get them turned around. The next stage will be the booster seat stage. And this stage is for children 40 to 80 pounds and up to 4'9" tall. So the last part a lot of people struggle with is, when can my child, be in a seatbelt on its own? Get rid of the booster seat.
Yep.
So it's kind of complicated because legally it's when they reach one of three milestones. And those milestones are either 8 years old, 80 pounds, or 4'9" tall.
Okay.
But as you can imagine, we're all different heights, shapes, sizes, et cetera. So if they're one of those things and the seatbelt is fitting them properly. So what you can do is, if your child, is 80 pounds, what you can do is you can get them to sit with their back against the back seat. You're going to have them sit, and if their knees can be at a 90-degree angle, so you don't want to have them so that they're looking like they're slouching, right? So they want to be in that perfect, butt against the back seat, bent knees, and then the seat belt, the shoulder strap should go between their neck and their shoulder, and it should fit across their chest, right in the middle of their chest.
Oh.
Lastly, the lap belt, you want to make sure that it goes right against their hips, not at their stomach, and not on their upper leg. Right? So those are the three key points that you're going to look for. If your child, no matter if they're all three of these things, if they're not looking safe and aren't meeting those requirements, then it's time to keep them in that booster seat just a little bit longer.
Right.
Yeah. No, that's some great advice for sure. It is Tip Tuesday. This is our first one. And the second question here, it's curiosity, I guess, overall. Mm-hmm. And when we think of police, we think of firearms a lot. Have you ever had to discharge your firearm? Have you ever used it in a situation?
So to start by answering that question is, this is a question that's asked all the time to probably every single police officer and by members of the public of all different ages, right? Kids want to know, everyone wants to know. So I totally appreciate everyone's curiosity. So I can say that not all officers do feel comfortable answering that question. And I usually am one of those. However, this Tip Tuesday, I feel so grateful for the opportunity because I really want to take this as an opportunity to continue to build the trust and the confidence of the public in police and doing this by transparency. So I will answer this question the best I can.
Okay.
So yes, I have had to take my firearm out of the holster at an armed robbery in Oxford County.
Okay.
Fortunately, the suspect was arrested without incident. So that was a very positive outcome. And another time I had to actually use my firearm was in a situation where there was a wild animal who was injured and therefore highly aggressive. And it was to a point where I had to dispatch that animal to protect the public that were in that immediate area.
Right.
So again, anytime you have to use your firearm, it's a highly stressful situation and it's a last resort. So one thing I can say is that we're very fortunate with OPP that we are equipped with many other alternatives to lethal force. So when you see us out there with those 35 pounds, our vests and our belt, please know that we're doing that because we care so much about you and we want to protect you and we want to have as many use of force options as possible. So it is a heavy weight to bear, you know, literally with the responsibility of that use of force and the physical, you know, literal weight of that. But again, just know that we're doing that because we care so much. We want to protect you.
Okay. Yeah. So. And so our last question here is actually about driving. So it says here, outside of speeding, what is the most common highway traffic infraction police deal with?
Okay, well, I can speak to you about Oxford counties. So before I came in today, I pulled up some stats as to what that would be right now. So currently, from the 1st of January till the end of February, I was able to pull up how many times police officers have had an interaction. So whether that be pulling you over or whether it be arriving at a collision and giving out a ticket as a result, we had about 1,600 charges or warnings. Out of those, 1,100 were split between speeding. So 675 of those were speeding.
Wow.
And just over 450 of those were failed to have the proper documents.
Really?
Oh my goodness.
Yes.
Oh so my goodness.
This is insurance. This is driver's license. This is having your VAL tags, you know, updated. Mm-hmm. So all of these things are things that our new cameras on our cars will pick up and they will read that. So when we pass you, our cameras will go off and it'll say, oh, this person's VAL tags expired, right? This person is driving with an expired license. Those things are happening. And then that's when we're pulling you over. It's giving us reason to pull you over. And ignorance is not an excuse. So I can even tell you now, I looked on myself, went to www.ontario.ca. So, or you can go to Service Ontario in person, but you can go on the website now and you can even check to see if your VAL tags are expired. So, and if they are, the next button right beside it is, you know, renew my VAL tag.
Yes,
so,
it's that easy.
And you're looking at $110 fines for all of those things,
oh,
right?
Oh my goodness. So,
and now some insurance companies, you know, back in the day, they didn't have these fines really count much towards your insurance rates going up. But nowadays, some insurance companies are calling these minor infractions or minor, you know, convictions. And so this can add up to your insurance too, right? So,
So check your tags, people.
Yes, please do. Please do. So,
yeah, it really came to light because we don't have to pay for this. So we don't get the reminders as much. But we still have to renew those on a regular basis.
It's
sometimes.
Still around your birthday. I'm
absolutely.
Right?
Yeah. And that's exactly it. So, you know, as long as you know yours or your spouse's or your parents'
make sure you're
birthday,
registered.
Make sure that you're checking on there and making sure they're registered. Yep. So,
well, this has been a lot of fun. So we're going to do this every month. And if the audience, if you have a question for Randy that you would like to ask, you can always hit us up on our website at heartfm.ca, talk or text as well. And Randy, first tip Tuesday, want to thank you for that. Anything else you want to pass along to the audience?
No, again, I just want to thank everybody for being such a great community. And please send your questions my way. I'm more than happy to answer. And in the meantime, until next month, stay safe.